here at Flood, we are our mission is to the young people, and our mission is bringing upcoming generations to Christ for transformation, because we believe that Jesus Christ is the one that brings true transformation in people. And if communities will be changed, then we need people that are changed by Jesus Christ. Actually, we use this picture. Somebody else kind of developed it. He says culture is like a stream that's coming from a mountain. And you have people that are on top of the mountain, and you have people that are downstream. The ones that are on top of the mountain are deciding what things should go into the stream, are deciding what things should go into the river. And the people downstream will drink whatever is in this water. And if you have people that are not, passionate about people that are just, self-serving, they'll be, putting dirt into the stream. And therefore, people downstream, they'll be drinking this dirty water. But if we have people that are interested in people and wanting to serve communities, people that are being transformed by Jesus, if they are upstream, then they'll be putting things that will be healthy and beneficial to the people downstream. Yeah? So when Jesus transforms us, he will also transform our communities. And this actually ties in well with the series that we are doing at the moment, which will go on till the end of November. And this series is called Countercultural. And by the way, I want to just say thank you to the teaching team that has been really just faithfully unleashing the word of God in this series. Renata, David, we had David a couple weeks ago, Edith last week, and we have more that's coming. And thank you very much for just unleashing God's word here. But what we are looking at in this series is just basing on the truth that transformed people live transformed lives. Transformed people live transformed lives. Because there are cultural principles we need to reject and kingdom principles that we need to embrace. And we have just been on this journey that we're looking into what Jesus is wanting to do in us to transform us, to live differently, to say yes to the kingdom principle and to say no to the norms of this world, to let go of the accepted principles that are ungodly and to wholeheartedly embrace the kingdom of God, which is at work right now. And today we'll be looking at being countercultural is finding freedom by being yoked to Jesus. And we are reading in Matthew 11, verse 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus, we want to say thank you. Thank you, for in you we find who we are. We find our identity. We find our freedom. And I pray that this very morning we'll be here just to hear your voice and whatever you say to every single one of us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We often think of freedom as in a kind of like this concept where you are allowed to do anything, to do whatever you want, however you want, wherever you want. You know, like this concept of freedom where you're not bound to anything and that you can do whatever you want at any time. Certain people will not do certain things because they feel like they will bind them and they would not have the freedom that they need. I cannot do that. I cannot be there. I cannot go there because I want to do whatever I want, whenever I want, and however I want. And somehow we look at this and to think that this is kind of like freedom. However, that's not the type of freedom that we are looking for. Because imagine what type of a world we all going to be living in if every single person will be doing whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want. It'll be a chaotic world that we're going to live in if that's kind of like a way that we look at freedom. True freedom is attached to responsibility, isn't it? You cannot have freedom without really having a sense of responsibility. Because when you have a sense of responsibility, it is that sense that gives your life meaning and gives your life purpose. So you cannot live a life of meaning and purpose without having responsibility. And having responsibility simply means, or having that sense of responsibility simply means that you understand that every action you make, there's a consequence to it. That's what it is. You understand that there's a consequence to your actions. And that's what a sense of responsibility is. And because if that's what true freedom looks like, then it just makes sense that being bound to Jesus, who knows our purpose and who knows our meaning, then being bound to his will, it is our ultimate freedom. Our concept of freedom cannot be to just look for someone else to get us loose and then move freely with no restrictions whatsoever. But it should be bound in the truth that actually when we are bound to Jesus Christ, we live within the boundaries of his will. And so we realize that our freedom is in fact his will and living for him. So, to find freedom from your yoke is to be yoked to Jesus. To find freedom from your yoke is to be yoked to Jesus. You are, in fact, you are more freer when saving and being with Jesus is a delight. You're more freer if being and serving Jesus Christ is your delight. And this passage, Jesus speaks to people who probably were in touch with the law. They were living, these were religious people that probably were living, under the leadership of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Zealots, people that were so passionate about the law and enforcing the law and having people follow certain rules and regulations. And people were bound. And if you remember that actually what the law would do is that if you break one of them, then you're breaking them all. So you kind of like have to start all over again. And that could be exhausting. That could be tiring. That feeling like you're not reaching it. You're not really attaining what you want, what you need. So Jesus Christ speaks to these people. He speaks to them. People that are tired, that they cannot really feel like they are doing the right thing. And including even the people that were enforcing the law, even they themselves would not fulfill the very rules they were putting in place. In fact, Jesus Christ speaks to them and he says, you know what? You are like tombs. You look great on the outside, but inside you're actually rotten. You're not even fulfilling the very same thing, the very same burdens that you're putting on other people. You cannot attain it. And Jesus saw through that and he says to them, you know what? I know you're tired, but I'm calling you. I'm giving you an invitation. So he says in verse 28 to 30, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in spirit, in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus Christ makes a call. He says, come to me. And the nature of this call is very radical because he is not making this call to the leaders. In fact, when you read, you see that he says this has not been revealed to those who are wise. You know, he's not making this call to the leaders, the know-it-all people, the powerful, those who are rich. But he says, come to me, and he opens it up to those who are weary, those who are worn out, those who are burdened, those who are burnt out. He says, you come to me. They're exhausted. Come to me. And guess what? I will actually give you rest. I'll give you rest. So Jesus makes his invitation to those who are probably less deserving, to those whom society wouldn't have anything to do with them. He says, come. He says, come. And in fact, verse 27, Jesus Christ says, no one knows the Father except the Son and those whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So when he says, come to me, he actually says, you know what? Come to me, but I will also introduce you to my Father. Because no one can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And it could be possible for you that maybe you are tired today. Maybe you are burdened. Maybe you are carrying something on you that you need freedom from. You might be tired or worn out. Maybe because of concerns about your job or even finding one, as we know it's hard. Or concerns about your marriage. Concerns about money. Where will you get money? Will your business make money? How will I live? Maybe concerns about your health. I cannot hear properly today. Or maybe something big for you, healthy-wise. Maybe you've received bad news from the doctors. Or some pains that you fear if I go for testing, maybe they'll tell me the bad news. Maybe you have concerns about your children. How will I support them? Will they be good citizens or whatever it is? Maybe you're concerned about your security. Maybe your pension is not enough and you don't know if you'll really be secure. Maybe you're concerned about old age. And, you know, you're getting older and feel like you haven't really achieved much and you're worried. Maybe you're worn out because of some tough decisions that you have to make. Or maybe you're facing a lot of criticism in your work. A lot of opposition in your circle or at school or in your family. Or maybe you're worn out because of the feelings of loneliness and you're feeling alone. Or maybe you're worn out because of addictions that you cannot shake off. And you have tried to shake off these addictions. And maybe you're worn out because of these sinful behaviors that you have tried to get rid of, but you can't. And Jesus Christ says, you know what? Come to me. He gives his invitation. He says, come to me if you are burdened, if you're weary. Come to me, and guess what? I will give you what you truly need. What you truly need. I'll give you something good. And sometimes, you know what? You could have the wish to get rid of something, but not do it. For instance, maybe you have stayed in a state for a long time of unforgiveness, and you feel like, you know what, I won't actually forgive this person, but for some reason I can't. You know, you cannot find that space or that ability to do it. Jesus Christ says, come to me. Or some of you might understand this. Maybe you always walk in your office or in your school or maybe even at church, and there's this one person that, you know, you're just about maybe annoyed always with them. Yeah? Like, you cannot really sense the reason why, but you're just, for some reason, you're just annoyed with this person. Jesus Christ says, come to me, and I'll give you rest. I'll rescue from that. I remember one time, a friend of mine was in debt with someone else, and this person they were in debt with met me. So they met me and said, your friend is not giving me my money. I'm like, okay, where is this coming from? No, I wanted to tell you that you have to tell him. He has to give me my money. I said, oh, all right, cool. I will tell him, thank you. And we left like that. And the next day, my friend comes to me and said, hey, I met this guy. So it was they actually met in the end. But he was telling me that when he saw you, he just wanted to slap you. I'm like, really? Where is this thing coming from? And I said, he needs Jesus. He's inviting them. And sometimes on a deeper level, you know, maybe Jesus Christ speaks actually on a deeper level for you, that maybe you are tired and you're lost in self-service. You're serving self for pleasure and personal gain. And because we live in this world of, you know, demands for success, demands for good looks, demands for a good job, a life of ease, we can be trapped in serving self so that we get the pleasures and, you know, we have this personal gain. And it might be a burden for you. And it is a burden. Or maybe you are seeking the approval of people. You're seeking the approval of people. And when you're looking for the approval of people, oh man, you cannot fulfill it. You know, for you to feed that need for recognition and praise, it is tiring. It is tiring. Because there will be somebody else who is not really truly satisfied with your work or with what you do. Or maybe they will disagree with you, and it will happen. And you may be lost in wanting to please people, in wanting to gain this status, in wanting to find a sense of significance with people. And that may be tiring. And Jesus Christ says, come to me and I will give you rest. I will give you what you truly need. You do not really need the approval of people. You do not really need to find this sense of recognition and significance. Come to me and I'll give you rest. So this is it for you. Jesus has extended his invitation to you. Will you take him up on his offer? He has extended his invitation to you. Will you take him up on his offer? He wants to take you out of your bondage, and he wants to give you freedom. He wants to give you rest. He wants to give you rest. However, having rest does not mean that you will have a yokeless life. Having rest in Jesus Christ actually means getting a better yoke. Means getting a better yoke. Means taking up on a yoke that has meaning. And we know that Christ will be in charge of. Now, for those of you that do not know what a yoke is, a yoke is attached to a cart. It could be an ox cart or even a plow that you use for farming. And from that cart, you have this beam, which in Chichewa we call a dust boom. You know, this you have this beam. And, you know, at the end of the beam or the dust boom, then you would have a yoke. A yoke would come kind of like a cross. In fact, it looks like a cross, thinking about it. It is like a cross, which is cool. Yeah, so you have like a cross at the end of it, and it is on this cross, which is called this is what is called the yoke. And on this yoke, you would put two animals on either side. And that's what it is. I have seen my uncle, in fact, being a part of the process of training an animal that it can learn to be on a yoke. And friends, I tell you, it is not an easy process for both the trainer and the trainee, being the animal. It is a process. It is exhausting. It is painful. It is very, very painful. But you know what? For the animal that has been trained, it is in fact a joy to come under the yoke to serve its master. In fact, after you're training an animal, you can just lift up the yoke just in your hand like this, and the animal from wherever it is, it's going to walk and just come underneath it. And you just put it just like that. It's a joy. It is a joy to serve its master. It is. But it's not hard when the animal is being trained to serve its master. It's not hard at all. For the first time, when you're training this animal, we'll look at the yoke as a burden. We'll look at it like, woo, I don't want to be a part of that. In fact, it runs away. You have to tie it down. There's a lot of things that happen to train the animal. But the one that has been trained, oh, just loves it. So Jesus Christ says, come to me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, which is easy. And when you come to Jesus Christ, he will replace your burdens with his delight. He says, come to me so you can find rest. And I'm thinking that because Jesus Christ offers rest, does not mean that he's using rest as a bet to get to us, to us. He's not saying, you know what, this is what you need, come and get it. And then when you get it, then you can come to me. He's not using it as a bet, because sometimes we're tempted to go to God because we want what he offers us. We want to go to God because we want what we need from him. But in fact, the very rest is Christ himself. That's why he says, come to me. Come to me, because when we are abiding in his presence, that is when we are finding rest from our burdens. That is when we are finding rest from our burdens. Verse 29 and 30 says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take up my yoke and learn from me. The concept of learning from Jesus Christ is very appealing to me. Because as I was saying, I've been a part of that process of training the animal. Now it's different when you're training the animal to plow, because on the plowing, more likely you have one animal. So it trains by itself, and that is harder. But when you're training the animal to be pulling the cart, the ox cart, it's easier, because on one side you put the experienced animal, and on the other you put the inexperienced, the one you're trying to train. And the reason why you do this is because you want the trained one to be teaching the other one. If it's time to pull, the other animal will actually pull a bit more, will take in a bit more weight. The one that's already experienced will be taking on a bit more weight than the animal that's being trained. And this really fascinated me when Jesus says, you know what, learn from me. He's actually taking up more of the yoke, more of the weight of the yoke. He's actually taking up on himself, and that we're moving together. This is really great. This is awesome. And he says, learn from me. Learn from me. That's very unique. It's very unique because he knows that to learn to carry his yoke will not be easy. To learn to carry the yoke will not be easy. It's going to be hard, but it is good for you. Because when you are carrying the yoke, Jesus Christ will be breaking some habits. You know, things that you're used to, he will be breaking those things, so that you can stand in line with his will. And sometimes the process can be hard and not easy. But Jesus Christ says, you know what? I'm actually going to be with you. You can learn from me. You know, we're going to be together side by side. You actually learn from me. And in fact, you will learn from me because I am gentle and humble. I am gentle and humble. Now, when we're training the animals to pick on the ox cart or the plow, it was a hard process for me. Seeing it for the first time, I remember I had an uncle by the name of John, and he was kind of like the pillar of the house. He's the one that really trained and helped me to how to be a shepherd and stuff like that. But he said, okay, now you're going to learn how to train a cow, you know, so that it can pull a plow. And so I went with him on this training ground, which was actually a field. And the process was so hard that I had to run away from it. Because he was beating this animal. He was doing all he could to train it so that in the end it just obeys. And he comes back to me and says, you know what, you need to grow up. You need to be a man. You're going to be the one doing this. So the next day I was the one whipping this animal. Thank God it didn't take too long. I know some of you are like, ooh. But that's how things are done out there. It's not gentle. But that's different from Jesus, isn't it? He says he is gentle and he is humble. So he says, learn from me because I am gentle and I am humble. Sometimes Christ can allow certain things to happen to us, to break us, not to hurt us, but to actually give us rest from the very things that are hurting us. So when Jesus invites you, you know, he's saying, actually, you know what? I want to give you freedom from your chains. I want to give you freedom. But when I give you freedom, I'm not calling you to a yoke-less life. In fact, I will replace the yoke and give you an easier yoke. So Jesus is extending his invitation. Are you going to take him up on his offer? He has provided his offer. And do you see that offer to be good or a hindrance? Do you see his offer to be good even when you don't understand it? For we know that Jesus' yoke is easy, not because walking with him is not hard, but because he carries more of the weight of the yoke himself. He carries it. He carries more of the yoke. The weight of that yoke, he carries it himself. And Jesus took it upon himself to rescue us when he died on the cross, which is just a symbol of the yoke, isn't it? When he died on the cross and he said, it is finished, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. He carried it on upon himself. And Jesus Christ is calling you today that you will pick up the yoke. Now this calling has its own demands. The demand is that you take an action of coming. Come to me. Now, often when I read this passage, I always think of the unsaved. You know, I think, oh, people that don't know God, people that don't know Jesus, they're the ones that need this calling, that come to me, all you who are weary. But the word of God is so sharp, like a double-edged sword, and it pierces through the heart, separating the bone and the marrow. It goes in separating the soul and the spirit. And it is useful for rebuke, for correction, and for teaching. It means this is for me, this is for you. And I think it's not just a one-time come. It is a coming. It is a coming. It is a process that we will be constantly becoming to Jesus Christ to take off all of our burdens. Things that are, you know, getting us burnt down. So what is it that you're going through? What is it that you need to let go today and to put it at the feet of Jesus Christ? What is it that Christ today is inviting you to bring to him so that you can pick up his yoke and you can learn from him? What are you learning from Jesus today? Maybe Jesus Christ is inviting you to forgive someone who has wronged you this week, because we know that Jesus forgives those who hurt him. That's learning from Jesus. Maybe Jesus Christ is inviting you to show love to somebody who does not deserve it. Because we know, learning from Jesus, you're learning from the one who loved those who were undeserving. Maybe Jesus Christ is calling you to repent of your prejudices, of your racist tendencies. Maybe he's calling you. I remember somebody said to me one time, like, I cannot trust Malawians. Everybody has their own prejudices, but I don't think we should remain that way. He's calling us to repent. Maybe he's calling you to surrender addictions that you're bound in. His calling is actually an active calling. He's calling us that we come to him. Come to me. You need to take an action. You need to come, and then you need to pick up the yoke. You need to pick up the yoke. whatever addictions that you have, drinking problems, whatever it is, maybe you have tried by yourself to let go, but you can't, and you're weary, and you're worn out, and Jesus says, come to me, and you will find rest. You will actually find what you need. You'll find it. Whatever Jesus Christ is calling you this morning, may you bring it to him. May you say yes to his call. May you say yes to his call. Maybe you need to repent of your tendencies of leading girls and guys on, flirting. Well, especially with text these days, so easy to do that. We're in a church that's full of young people. I want to say, young men, be careful that you're not just breaking hearts of these sisters of ours. Yeah? I was talking to David last time, and I was shocked even with the statistics of abuse that's happening in the country, in this country. And because we live in a context that exhorts men to be more powerful and women to be less powerful, may we be countercultural and live differently and choose the way of Jesus Christ. Amen. Whatever Jesus Christ is calling you, may you lay it at his feet today. So maybe you need to take a step, and you know that we pray, but not only just pray, but that we take it up on his offer. We take him up on his offer, that we surrender and that we realize the need for him. Jesus Christ says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden or burdened. You need to recognize that you are actually worn out. You need to recognize that you are actually burdened. That means admitting your weaknesses, admitting your flaws, and say, you know what, I cannot do this by myself, and I need you, Jesus. I need your help. I need your help. And isn't that the center of the gospel? The gospel which says, you cannot help yourself. Come to me and find the help that you need. So take up your yoke and follow by bowing to his will and patiently learning from him and trusting him. Jesus says, come to me. Will you stop today and say, here, Lord, I come. Will you say, here, Lord, I come. Here, Lord, I come.